Wait, May 27th. Here it is.
First of all, my hearty obeisance in the lordship of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Parvatma. Nitya Lila Praveshwam Vaishnavada Sutta Sasman Hati Prajnam. And same in the lordship of my Siksha Guru. Nitya Lila Praveshwam Vaishnavada Sasman Hati Vedam Swami. My dear Sannyasi Brahmachari, Vaishnav, Vaishnav. Parikshit Maharaj, Third Srimad Bhagavatam, up to 9th canto. And then Sukadeva Goswami told, take some rest and drink some water. No, Prabhu, I don't want to drink water. I don't want to take rest. Nivartatarsai upagiyamana hau sadhatsvati manodhiraman kahu uttam slok nanubhaga virajye vina pasasna. Prabhu, nivartatarsai, those who have left their worldly desire for sense gratification and others, and they are very, very qualified, I mean, like you, and the Harikatha coming from your mouth as a stream flow of river, continuous. This is only the medicine of endless birth, pain of endless birth and death, that is called Bhavaro. Those who have no trust in these Harikatha, they are Atmaghati, self-killer. So who will Virajye, who will not hear these sweet pastimes of Krishna? So I want to hear continuous. I have heard last 9th canto. Suryavansi, king's life and history. Sri Ramchandra also. Now I want to know why Supreme Lord Krishna, with his answer, power, Baladev Prabhu, he came to this world, and how from childhood pastime, then Pauganda Lila, and then Kaiso. I want to hear all these sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then Sukadeva Goswami become very painful. And then he began to tell that once Haritri Devi, Prithivi, Earth, Mother Earth, the deity of Earth, she went to Brahma and told that I cannot now tolerate the demon-like kings. They are doing so much nonsense. I cannot hear. So save me, otherwise I go to Rasata. And then Brahma, with Shankar, he went to Kshirodasai Vishnu. And there on the bank of Kiro Sagar, he meditated, began to meditate. And a voice in his heart came, "Oh, don't worry. My Prabhu, Lord, Supreme Lord, has known this, that Kansa is doing so much problems for the whole public. So he will come, and all the goddesses, they should come, they should take birth in Jadu dynasty and Gop dynasty. And their wives, they should come in the form of gopis to serve Radhika. So don't." And the reason of coming Lord Sri Krishna in this world, there are so many reasons. He wanted to show, for the benefit of all these conditioned souls, he came and did so sweet pastimes by hearing भक्ति पराम प्रतिलब्ध कामं हृदय रोग मासु अपहिनति सो. Krishna wanted to play his all sweet pastimes by hearing, especially Raslila, Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet and all others. By hearing Vita Sraddha. Then those who will hear, those who will explain, first calm will come. Calm means Kamatvika Bhakti will come, and then Hidro, that is calm, will go away totally. So we must hear. Also another 10th canto has been sold. So those who will hear, who will see the sweet pastimes of Krishna, those who will hear, and after jup, those who will hear, as after 5,000 years we are hearing, also of crore and crores years after, also those who will hear, they will be liberated, and Krishna Bhakti will come for this. Also, to show this world, he descended his Ras Leela, and by that he wanted to prove that Srimati Radhika is supreme gopi, and she is my most beloved, and he sold by this. Also, satyabhidhatum nijabhakta bhasitam. What has his bhakta had cost or benedicted to fulfill? Narad has cost Nalkubar Manigriv, that you should be treated. And in Dwapar Yug, last of Dwapar Yug, Krishna will touch you and you will be liberated and Krishna Bhakti will have. So, there are so many reasons that Krishna comes. After that, Sukadeva Goswami began to tell that once Kansa, Devaki was going to be married with Vasudeva Maharaj. And comes as Devaki, the sister, was very affectionate to him. So he himself began to drive the chariot. But after some time, a foolish Ariel came. Oh, foolish Kansa, to whom you are taking on the chariot with very happiness. The child, the son of this very Devaki will kill you. Hearing this, she jumped from the chariot and took his sword and he was ready to. But after that,
Guruve Gauri Chandra Dari Kaya Tadare Krishna Krishna Vaktaya Tadavaktaya Namo Namah. So beginning the 10th canto, Devakis was the sister of Kamsmaraj, who himself was the son of Ugrasen. So she was going to marry the son of Surasen, Vasudev Maharaj. So as the custom in India, when the girl is married, then they take the girl, the new bride, back to the home of the husband and his father. That's a matter of great happiness. So I said, even though in India, when the girl's leaving her house, if she doesn't cry, she's not considered a good daughter. So anyway, there was so much happiness. So Kams was so pleased that his sister was getting married, that he offered to drive the chariot. So normally, to drive a chariot is a very low position. Just like at the end of the Mahabharata, when Karna was going to fight with Arjuna, then Karna said, I can fight with Arjuna, but I have no good chariot driver, like Krishna. Then someone suggested, you can take Salya. Then Salya was so insulted, I am a king and I will drive a chariot. He wanted to leave and go back to South India. But they all begged him, no, please, please. So you can understand how much affection Kams had for his sister, that he was going to drive her own chariot. So as he was driving, he was very happy, so many musicians were playing. Then a voice came, fool, Kamsa, you idiot, you don't know. The eighth son of your sister will be the cause of your death. And Kamsa thought, where there's no smoke, there's no fire. Immediately he took his sword and took his sister by the braid of her hair and went to take off her head. So immediately Vasudev Maharaj, Anaka Dumdubi, who was very intelligent, he thought, what should I do? Then he gave a very good suggestion to Kamsmaraj. There's four ways to control someone. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj used all these four to try to stop Kams from committing the act of killing Devaki. Of course, Vasudev Maharaj could immediately understand that Vishnu will come as my eighth son. Therefore, he felt ecstasy. Then he said, oh, Kams Baba, Kams Maharaj, don't worry. She will not be the cause of your death. The eighth child will be the cause of the death. Therefore, there is nothing to gain in killing your sister. Also, you should not be afraid of death. Death is born along with the body. Death is certain for everyone. There is none who has taken birth in this world who is free from death. Aum. Translation.
All these ministers, all demons, and told also Putana that those who have taken birth within 10 days, they should be killed anywhere in Braja. So go at once and try to discover the boys up to 6 days and try to kill them. And thus Putna came and told Kans, oh, well, this is not so very high toss. I will do easily. And then he went and so on Ashtami in night at 12, Krishna took birth place by Ansh Vasudev in Mathura, by Devaki and by the Omba mother Yashoda in Gokul. So, Nanda Baba ko badhai hai. He is Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
Nanda ko Anand Roy Jai.
Jiyo Shambhala. Jiyo Shambhala.
Oh my God.
So Srila Gurudev ordered to speak about Putana, how she came to kill Krishna in Vrindavan. I remember hearing from Vaishnavas, Sripad Madhavarji explained one interesting pastime of Putana Devi, how she got the job to be able to go and kill Krishna. Here's one sloka from Bhagavatam. Putana Phalakhatini. So when Putana came in the assembly, everyone had a form to fill out to see, okay, this is a job description, a big job, see if she's qualified. So first, application, what's your name? She wrote Putana. This is, okay, that's her name. But Putana means Putna, one who has no child. Putta means child, Na means not. So she's got no children, so she's got no breast milk. Put also means purity, Na means no. So she's very impure. In the area of Rakshasas, this is very high qualification. Very good thing. So okay, she already had a head start just with her name. So Putana Phalakhatini, what's your current occupation? My current occupation is Phalakhatini. I like to kill children very much. It's something I do very much. So, okay, second qualification, good. Well, what's your nationality? Madhavarji is saying. Well, I come from the dynasty of Rakshashi. Rakshashi Rudhirasana. I come from a witch dynasty, so we have a long history and family history of, you know, being, having a very good name in these activities. Well, okay, good. Then it says, Rudhirasana, okay, what, do you have any special skills, any hobbies you like, what are your talents? It says, Rudhirasana, yes. I like to drink blood. It's very good. Drinking blood is some of the perks I get out of my job. Then, and so why are you applying for this job? There's so many other things you can do other places. Why applying for this job? Jigamsa Ape Hare. Well, I have a deep desire, I want to kill Hari. I want to kill Hari, and I've done of this. Okay, and what method will you accept? How do you plan on doing this? This dadam dadhapa sadgati. What I'll do is I'll take some poison, and I'll put this on my breast, taking the form of a mother. I'll come pretending to be the mother of this child, and feed poison, like this. So, there's some history why Putana had this deep desire to kill Hari. Why she had it before. In her past life, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. So when Dhruva Maharaj came, when Vamadeva came, she saw, oh, what a cute little boy. I wish that this boy would be my son. But then when he manifested his Trivikram form and took over all the universes and took control of her father, she thought, if this was my son, I would give poison and kill him. So Krishna, he fulfilled all desires and gave her this opportunity in her next life. So she went to Vrindavan, dressed. Rakshashis, they have this power to be able to change their form. So by the mystic powers, she changed her form into a very beautiful lady. Very young, beautiful, attractive lady, and went to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. Here Vaishnava is describing that when she entered Vrindavan, she saw that Mother Yashoda saw, wow, such a nice lady, such a beautiful lady. And Krishna is also so beautiful. Maybe she is the mother of Krishna. So because of her form like this, she was able to go in and no one gave her any obstacles in coming into the house of Nanda Bala and Yashoda Maya. She went and took Krishna on her lap and began to feed her breasts, which were kalakutam, or which were covered with kalakut bij, or a very powerful, strong poison. And Krishna, whatever is given to him, he accepts, so he began to take and stuff, but along with the poison, he took all the poison and also began to suck the pranas, or the life airs, out of Putana. And Putana began to die. So her form that she manifested began to change into her original form, into big. It's described as how many miles?
Wow.
12 miles long. There's one train station in called Hatras in Uttar Vrindavan. Sometimes you get off the Hatras train station. That's when she manifested her huge form. Her hand was over there, and the whole town named Hatras, where she was so big.
Krishna was still on. So Krishna was still there sucking, and Putana died, and left her body like this. Then all the Vrajavasis, they came, and because she was also really tall, really big, huge, Rakshashi, they came in a line and took Krishna and kept on passing Krishna down to the next one, with the chain back to the hands of Mother Yashoda. Krishna, he always is coming to fulfill the desire of his devotees. Everything, Yoga Maya is arranging this. So when Krishna was born in the house of Yashoda Maya, all the Vrajavasis had so much love naturally for Krishna. And they thought, I want to be able to hold Krishna, be able to see Krishna as my baby, but he's always there in their house. So also this Leela was arranged so that Krishna could be held by all the Vrajavasis, and everyone could have a chance to love Krishna in this way. Then also it's described that then the Vrajavasis, they had to, big 12-mile long body, they had to cut it up and burn it. But when they burned the body, there was only a very beautiful smell coming out, not like the smell of burning flesh. Because whatever Krishna touches is automatically purified. There's one other interesting story from Lalit Madhav by Srila Rupa Goswami in relation to Putana. Once upon a time, Putana, she was traveling around killing babies like she does. And she came to Vindhachal. Vindhachal was a mountain who was very envious, not envious, but he was thinking, well, Himalaya mountains, they have a daughter named Parvati Devi, and their son-in-law is Shiva, very qualified son-in-law. So everyone's giving so much respect for Shiva. So I want that I can also have a daughter that is very powerful and that everyone will respect like this. So he began to grow and grow and grow very big. When he grew very, very big, he began to block the sun, and no one was getting any sun. So all the demigods, everyone was thinking what to do. So they sent his Guru Maharaj, who was Agastya Rishi, to then Vindhachal. One thing is, yes, mountains, they have a soul, they have a life. When Srila Gurugovinda Maharaj was in Africa, he was talking about how the mountains used to have wings and used to fly around. And that it's described that if you follow the path of Mayavad, you could be born later as a stone or as a mountain. They're also living entities. So in previous yugas, people would talk with them and like that. Yeah? Like Parvati is the son of the Himalayas. So Vindhachal came and offered pranams to his Guru Maharaj, Agastya Rishi. So Agastya Rishi said, okay, stay. Now you don't have to get up. So if you got back up, you would continue blocking the sun. So he said, stay down. And he said, okay, Guru Maharaj, I can do this, but please you give me one benediction. He said, yes, please let my let me have a daughter be born that can be married to Vishnu. Because Vishnu is same level or higher, superior to Shiv Thakur. So then he got this blessing. So he gave birth to two daughters, which were Srimati Radhika and Chandravali. So when Putana came there, she was killing babies and saw all these two beautiful girls. I will not kill these, I'll bring them when they become older, they can be there for the enjoyment of Kamsa Maharaj. So she took, she was flying in the sky over Vrindavan Dham, and then Vindhyachal, her father began to cry, hey Gurudev, my daughters have been taken. So then they chanted some mantra, and they fell, and Chandravali fell in her place, and Srimati Radhika fell in Rava. And that's when Vrishabhanu Maharaj came out and said, wow, what a beautiful daughter there. So also Putana had something in this.
You'll have to learn more from any mistake.
So after the killing of Putana, Krishna became an elder, older. He achieved 3 months years old. And at that time, it started to roll over and grow.
It became some bigger.
All the neighborhood gopis, motherly bhav, they used to come to see Krishna. Some are telling, oh Krishna, if you dance, I will give you your lucky. And only by the low greed, Krishna used to dance. Sometimes Gopi used to tell, oh, Balram is stronger. And some, oh, Krishna is stronger. Oh, they should fight. And if Krishna, then we will give laddu to Krishna. If Balram, then Balram. And then, like this, again, fight sometimes Baladev, sometimes Krishna. In this way, Krishna became the Lola cry of gopis' hands. By the love and affection, Krishna became like puppet of gopis. Krishna became more bigger. Now he began to store makhan from neighborhood, motherly mother house. And mother, they used to come to Mother Yashoda to give complaints. So how they used to give complaints? No.
Vishnu.
There is a drama play. How many it will take?
Half an hour.
The day should come.
I wish my Rama prepared for drama.
Tomorrow, Dambandhan Leela, Yamlajun Panjan, and up to how much we can do with you.
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees, few more devotees as requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. in Gurudev's house. And fire sacrifice will take place here in Durgavari. Combined effort of Shiva Tirtha Maharaj and Damodar Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock. So, tomorrow,